You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Flip the switch to solar and improve your home's energy efficiency with Luxee, powered by the Standard Bank Group. The team at Luxee recently released the results of their home efficiency survey, something that they had put together to get a sense of some of the saving habits and electricity costs that consumers go through. We're going to be taking a look at this with the executive head of the Luxee platform at Standard Bank South Africa. That's Mark du Plessis. He joins me now on the line to see what we make of the survey. Mark, lovely to have you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. Tell us about the survey. Why was Luxee interested in this sort of data, and what data did you get out of the survey?
Yeah, so we really wanted to understand the level of concern coming from homeowners when it comes to electricity costs and you know what they can potentially do about it. So some of the results, 92% of the survey respondents are highly concerned about electricity prices. That was the first really kind of important thing to note. Furthermore, we saw a lot of homes, for example, 27% of these respondents said that they're starting to cut back on essentials. What was another interesting takeout was that it's not just low-income families that are concerned. So what we saw was people who have bills passing 3,500 Rand per month, where the worry really started to spike into the red because these tariffs start to really compound on each other and become a big issue, but for all families across the board.
Mark, what are some of the factors that go into things like high electricity costs for households? Is there any data there that you were able to identify or that you were able to gather that could potentially point to some of the things that households might be able to use to get their electricity costs down?
Yeah, so what we looked into was also, of course, the major factors and what people can do about these things. So first of all, obviously, just behavioral change is super important. So for example, switching off the lights. A lot of families are doing this, more than 79% of families, making sure they get more deliberate about switching lights off. Another one is turning appliances off. Devices that are not in use, 68% of families are doing that. We also found that cooking with gas is popular. So almost 50% of homes are starting to move to gas for cooking. And shorter showers, funnily enough, is a really, really important one, because obviously the geyser is a real energy guzzler. So 48% of families are starting to shower that little bit shorter to save on hot water costs.
Mark, you and I have spoken before about the benefits of solar and what it is that the Luxee team have been doing to help consumers transition in their solar journeys, if that is something that they're looking at. But we're still seeing that some people are hesitant to take up the solar conversation or to embark on the solar journey. What seems to be holding people back here?
Yeah, so absolutely. What we see is really strong interest in residential solar and batteries, of course, is no longer for backup reasons, but batteries really help with savings. The conversion, however, is really slow. So what we noticed in the survey was a lot of families, 15% of families got a quote, but only 8% actually moved on to install. So what we're seeing is obviously there's a perception of solar having been only for backup and load shedding. But we are seeing some interest climbing with electricity charges going up, that not just affluent customers are starting to look at residential solar solutions as an answer to rising electricity costs.
Mark, let's dig into that a bit more around just the fact that historically we have had these misconceptions around solar. And I guess one of them might also have been that, well, the solar solution, as you rightly said, is a backup solution, not necessarily a leading solution. Is that still the case with the amount of solar solutions and the amount of solar tech that we have available for consumers now? Is it still the case that you can only use it as a backup and you can't really run the entire household on it?
No, so definitely not. Solar solutions now, the technology is moving really fast. We still see, the main reason what's holding people back from installing is the perceived cost. Yes, it's still, the cost of a solar solution is high, but it has come down considerably over the last 6 months. So, families out there have maybe got a quote 6 months ago. I would urge them to go out and get an updated quote. We've seen a significant drop in pricing. And then most importantly as well is the technology advances using artificial intelligence and machine learning. allows for the savings to be even higher with solar systems. A lot of these systems come with built-in AI and allows really kind of optimizes the system for savings in real time without the homeowner and it really needing to do anything.
Mark, that home efficiency survey, did it have any insights around perhaps some of the big mistakes that consumers might still be making? Or at least were you able to draw from the responses any commonalities around what some consumers might be doing that could be preventing them from having the most efficient homes that they could have?
Absolutely. The one key thing we always talk about and encourage people to do is look at your behavior and your family's behavior. So there really are simple changes, really just to not waste and to be far more diligent. But what we have noticed across the board is, you know, the age-old saying of knowledge is power, meaning, excuse the pun, but essentially the issue here is that people don't really understand how much electricity they're consuming against other homes in their area. Is it good? Is it bad? You know, are they over-consuming? So what we've really looked at is building tools. So we have a smart save solution, which is a journey on our website, which gives people an understanding of their electricity consumption, but also a personalized assessment of their consumption against families and homes in their area. So they can really start to benchmark and think about behavioral change. We obviously have ideas and solutions and an opportunity to make those behavioral changes and, of course, invest in solutions that will further help with savings. So we do have found that the survey has shown us that people want practical help. And our solution on the smart save journey is something that we think can.
And in the country that we live in, power is an essential to have. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to Mark for those insights and for the time. Always lovely having you on the show. Mark Duplessis, Executive Head of the Luxee platform at Standard Bank South Africa, joining us to take a look at their home efficiency survey and some of the key insights that came out of that. This interview was brought to you by Luxee, powered by the Standard Bank Group. Flip the switch to solar and improve your home's energy efficiency with products and services from Luxee.
Welcome to Mzansi, where the vibe is always on, but the lights are off. Where we smile through dark times with the hope of a bright future. Where the grass seems greener on the other side, but we choose to go green here. Where Luxee helps improve your home's energy efficiency through quality products, solutions and services. Visit luxee.co.za to learn more about home energy efficiency. Powered by Standard Bank. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.